You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Binging the Devil's Fruit. This is episode 42 of the podcast. I'm your host, John Mookie, or JM, joined as always by my co-host, Chad Pina.
Hey, and shit's getting real in Alabasta.
Shit has been getting real forever. Shit just gets real all the time in One Piece. So if you say they open every podcast like that, I think you might get tired of saying it. This is we're basically in the rising action of the Alabasta arc at this point. When we last left off, Usopp and Chopper had their 2v2 with Miss Merry Christmas and Mr. Four, and it seems like they won. Seems
Back
like
on
it.
Wood.
I don't think there's any wood they can knock on in the desert, so they might need something other than that. But why don't we go out and see how that turns out for them right now? How about it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I got no other, nothing else to say regarding what's been going on, because we've just been steadily reading as much of this as we can, like once a week. But honestly, at this rate, we could probably get through the Alabasta arc before I turn 34.
Holy shit.
We're making, as long as we keep with the pace we're going, it's doable. We don't have a whole lot left of the Alabasta arc. But yeah, I've delayed this long enough. Let's get started, shall we?
Definitely.
All right.
If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes or omnibuses handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through.
Chapter 186, 4.
And we got another color spread. It's so with the tits out.
Yeah, we're gonna ignore the confusing chapter title, but because
does Usopp have a fucking rocket launcher?
Yeah, he wants to shoot that bird.
And Luffy has one I'm standing on top of a hippo, and it's shot 1 + 6 = 4. 1 + 6.
Yeah, that's not right, but you know what? It's probably a reference to the chapter number. That's why it says that. Maybe there's some connection with the cross and 8. And yeah, because it's chapter 186. That's my only clue, honestly.
And we got a little ink sketch pen of what appears to be a skinny panda.
Yep. Don't you know Panda Man is the Where's Waldo of the One Piece world?
I thought he was more muscular.
He takes many forms.
Okay.
Sometimes many genders. Rarely if so, but your start. You know what? Since this is a one-page thing with that thing, just take the first three.
Stay down. I'm begging you, Usopp pleads as he's lying on the ground covered in blood, and Chopper seems on edge as well as the smoke started to clear.
Yep. Remember the last time we left off, Chopper made Lasso sneeze all of its exploding baseballs into the tunnels and blew up both Mr. Four and Miss Merry Christmas. This is the aftermath.
And for... Oh, shit, they're still standing. He's alive. This isn't good. Everyone got half the Wumba Ball's power left. No more. And Usopp starts running. Usopp, I've had enough. I don't want to die. There's no way we can beat these monsters. No, Usopp. There's no running away from them. He's right. Ooh. And, oh, yes. Was it Merry Christmas or?
Yes, it's Miss Merry Christmas. Fun fact, in the Four Kids dub, they didn't want to offend Christians, so they called her Miss Groundhog's Day.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm ashamed that I'm telling you this fact now, but honestly, if I don't tell you now, I don't think I ever will.
You're probably trying to get cute with us, eh? As Merry Christmas, it's grabbed to about a foot. Oh, stop. You're not going to run away, are you? As he cries. How thin a Viper captain like yours would have a cowardly crew? A Viper captain? You call Luffy Feeble? Our boss, Mr. Zero, finished your Luffy hours ago. and a rebellion has begun. You're no match for us. Luffy's dead? You?
And now I took a turn.
You're lying, you old mole! What? Luffy couldn't have died! No way he'd lose to your old sand croc! Oh, what makes you so sure? Luffy's gonna be king of the pirates someday! There's no way he'd die here! King of the pirates! Oh! King of the pirates! King! Don't make me laugh!
Wow, kind of ironic that Mr. Four is the one going ho ho, not Miss Merry Christmas. But
don't ever make a claim like that on the Grand Line. That uppity upstart deserved to die. Fool, that fool.
And then Usopp is trembling as his fist is clenched.
Listen, Doctor, there comes a time.
Huh? Time for die, long nose. Mole Town Hall. As he dragged him again. When a man, even if he's up against an enemy, he's scared to death of die.
No, that's Miss Merry Christmas going die. No.
When a man, even if he's up against an enemy, he's scared to death of die. Mole impact. Oh. And Usopp does not look good at all. Even if there's no chance of winning. Huh? Chopper looks worried. Miss Four, grab your foot or turn back. Four. Here goes Mole Town. Four.
Oh. Clean up hitter. And Mr. Four smacks Usopp square across the face with the baseball bat as he goes flying and sort of his blood. And I'm looking at a Mortal Kombat close up on Usopp's nose breaking.
Oh, like an X-ray move.
Usopp! And looks like One Piece did it first. And then there's Lasu like still messing with the running nose. And Usopp crashes to the ground.
You lousy creeps!
And that Chopper grits his teeth, but then sees that, oh, in fact, Usopp is still somehow standing after all that.
There comes a time when a man's gotta fight. Huh?
What? You're still...
Oh my god, yeah. His nose is all crooked and he's bleeding profusely. That's when somebody makes fun of their friend's dream. Impossible! You cracked over the head with photon bat! You shall be standing, you shall leave me alive! What trick is it this time? Luffy can't die, because he's going to be king of the pirates! That's the one thing I won't let you laugh at! One more time, Mr. Four. I won't let you do it. I'll show you my extra special transformation. Horn Beast, oh! And Chopper's transformed. This time he's got a humanoid body, but really long horns. Horns, and he's still got his reindeer feet left.
It's basically what Chopper will probably look like when he becomes a full-grown adult.
And no matter how mad as you get, you never stop us. As Miss Merry Christmas grabs him again and is ready to attack again. Chopper, get behind me! Aye, aye!
Not up, Mr. Four!
Four.
Take this! Here it comes, Mole Town! Four. Smoke Star!
And he hits Mr. Four with a Smoke Star.
She's all yours, Chopper!
As Usopp gets away from Miss Merry Christmas's grab. Oh, she's still grabbing his shoes, so he jumps out of the shoes. Right?
That kid slipped out of his shoes!
And then Chopper grabs Miss Merry Christmas with the horns.
What the? Mole Town, clear up, hitter!
Huh?
Wait, Mr. Four, it's me!
Four!
As Chopper approaches with Miss Merry Christmas with his horns, and Mr. Four thinks that was Miss Merry Christmas, giving him directions, and he goes to take a swing, and...
No! And Mr. Four sends a flying
home run!
And yeah, he looks pretty shocked. Four? And yeah, the dog just stares up and sneezes.
As Miss Merry Christmas crashes into the ruins in the distance.
And Usopp uses Chopper's antlers as a makeshift slingshot. Hey, you, look over here, Killer Usopp's hammer shooting star! As he shoots out his paper mache, a hammer at four.
And it strikes Mr. Four square in the stomach. That might not have been one of his paper mache ones. That might have been a real one. And Mr. Four gets sent flying into a stone pillar, conveniently right next to Miss Merry Christmas. As, yes, I think it's finally real this time. They won. Miss Merry Christmas and Mr. Four and Lasso are down for the count. But first, Lasso lets out one little sneeze of one more tick, tick, ticking baseball. Boom, blows them all up. Usopp and Chopper win the Battle of Alubarna's Southeast Gate. Not unscathed, though, because Usopp finally faints. Usopp, get a grip! Don't die! Someone call a doctor! You're a doctor! To be continued in One Piece Volume 21. That's the end of the chapter, and actually, apparently, the end of Volume 21 of the manga.
Oh, wow. And we end up with a battle map of Alubarna.
Yeah, just to remind everyone where all the Straw Hats are.
Above the south block is Mr. Tubon Clay up against Sanji. Up in the northwest near Alubarna Palace is Mr. One and Miss Doublefinger versus Nami and Zoro.
You remember?
And right outside, as you just witnessed, is Mr. Four and Miss Merry Christmas up against Usopp and Chopper.
But Usopp and Chopper have emerged victorious.
And with the others I can't even read Japanese to read my own native language.
Try the bit again. I can edit that.
Well, hopefully I can improve my English in
school. Chapter 187, Stalemate.
Hachi's walk on the sea floor, volume 5. Hachi encounters a hungry man.
Not the brand, but a actually hungry person. And
yep, he's just sitting on the island as Hachi, he smiles friendly and gives him one of those
meat on the bone, which there actually is a recipe for in the One Piece cookbook. And I tried to make it, and it did not go well.
Okay, it's your turn.
I will try again when I have better cooking skills. But I'm better. the skills I'm better at is podcasting and reading. So let me go and do that instead. So we're now cutting back to the fight between the rebels and the Alubarna Royal Palace Guards, where Koza is fighting off some of the captains along with the front lines. And yep, swords are clashing. People are being slashed. Things are being blown up. And then Koza catches his footing and he's like short of breath. Koza, the bullet you took in Nonohana. Forget that. This is a battleground. I need a horse. I have to get through the center of the city and over to the north block where the palace stands. The palace? What are you going to do? I'm going to give Cobra one last chance to surrender. That's suicide. The north block will be guarded by the main body of the Royal Guard Army under Chaka and Pell. Our own force isn't at full strength yet, and reinforcements will be here soon. There's no need for you to rush in there alone. It may be already too late. Give me a hand as he vaults over the stone wall. Koza!
And cannon fire goes off and we see someone running. There you, Hort! Are you a rebel? As they encounter the guards. This is the north block, the gateway to the palace. What do you think you're doing here? All civilians must leave the city at once. Do you hear me, woman? This isn't a playground. I know that. As she moves her hood and reveals who she is. Princess Fifi? Take me to Chaka. There's something I need him to do.
And we go, we have a little mini map to remind us of where everyone is, and we are returning to the south block, Polka Boulevard of Alubarna, where we return to Mr. Two Bon Clay versus Sanji. And a cigarette drops, and oh yeah, we picked up literally where we left off. They both kicked each other in the face, and they knock each other into different sides of the street. Darn that creep. Ooh, what a kick. He encountered my oh come my way karate.
Get out of my way, you. If you want to get past or be off for my dead body, you don't stand a chance. I've trained relentlessly day after day, year after year. That's how I perfected my oh come my way karate, and will never be surpassed by the likes of you. Pardon my oh come my way knuckle. As Sanji barely dodges his punch. Whoa. And he swipes down. You can't escape my fist. Oh, come my way, karate. Drunken and swan soiree. Hey, simply a drunken Strawn and a picture of a Strawn drunk. I better say this right now. This guy could go on posing forever. Collier!
And Sanji goes for a kick, but it's stopped by one of Mr. Two's palms. Epole, do! Cote la voz, why you? Celea de Rouge, oh, do! Ponce de terror! You go Charlie Horse, why you? Oh, come my way, Karate! Mouton Mallet, White Squad, Arabesque!
And they're just trading kicks and punches and slaps and just all kinds of things being thrown at each other.
Yeah, and they both push each other into buildings that they just crumble from the sheer impact.
Yeah, just like the first time.
That Strawn counted my mutton mallet. Mutton. That petty cook counted my white Strawn arabesque. This ain't no joke.
An arabesque.
I mean, arabesque. Missing them. Oh, all right, that does it. Now I'm serious. Bring it on. Maybe you don't know of my clone powers. What's so amazing about it is the scope of my memory. For example, I can use it to create a montage of parts. And once I've crippled you with laughter, you'll be at my mercy. The world's weirdest head. The world's weirdest eyes. The world's weirdest nose. The world's weirdest mouth.
For the first time anywhere, the clone montage!
I love that he said the weirdest nose he's ever seen is Usopp's, and then he waits for Sanji to laugh, and nothing happens. And then he gets really depressed, starts looking in the mirror. That was 90% you, dude. That's exactly why it didn't work, because it was mostly just him. All right, now it's my turn. Playtime's over, clown, as Sanji whoops him in the face.
Ah! Have you no feelings? Are you made of stone?
I don't have time for your act.
Act? The nerve! This ain't no act! In the past, I fought against one such foe who couldn't bring himself to harm a friend.
So that's a game. Okay, fine. You would stoop that low. Now just try and attack. Oof! And Sanji just kicks him right in the foot again.
How could you? This is the face of your friend. How could you? What's wrong with you?
And no matter how you change your face, you're still you. You're an idiot if you think I'd fall for your goofy illusions. It's what's inside that counts.
Inside? He's so cool. Fine, I see that using your friends' faces won't work on you.
Oh, he changed into Nami.
And Sanji is just oogling. What? He changed back in nothing? But changed it back into Sanji, and yeah, he's oogling.
Changed it back into Nami.
Nami. It's so obvious. Fool, oh no, he's found his weakness.
And just a reminder, when he turns to somebody else, he can mimic their voice too. So if you want to do whatever voice he's imitating, just remember that. We're back to Alubarna Palace, where Vivi and Chaka are catching up.
You can't be serious, Princess Vivi! If we do that... It's Princess Vivi. It is. The princess's return. She picked a fine time for it.
If we do this thing, what? Will the kingdom come to an end? Of course not. This is not Alabasta, Chaka. All those people hurting each other are Alabasta. As long as they live, the kingdom will live on. We have to stop the fighting, if only for a moment. If we can get everyone's attention for only a few seconds, you can leave the rest to me. Destroy this palace!
Oh, shit.
Then that's the end of that chapter, and oh, we're going to the SBS corner where it's Crocus and Crocus painted the side of Laboon, and Laboon doesn't look too thrilled with that. I was like, hey, I got a tattoo on my face already.
Should I be the reader, or do you want to be?
You usually start as the reader, so go ahead.
Hello, in volume 19, someone began the question corner in the style of Miss Merry Christmas, so why not do it in the style of Mr. Four? Vice President of the Black Transponder Snail Fan Club.
Should we continue the next volume?
Should we continue the next volume?
I can't allow it. It would take too long.
I said that was you. Hello. I've been wondering about something lately. You always begin the question corner with, let's begin the question corner, right? Well, that's so boring. So I came up with this. How's that? It's a takeoff on a popular greeting. Oh, ha! Let's say that from now on.
Hey, we can't do that. That's a total ripoff. Show a little more originality, okay, people? S! Broad smile.
The question called in Latte. Someone requested that you draw the six main characters with your left hand, but you only drew Luffy, Shiro, and Nami. Can you please draw the other three?
Here you go. Now give me a break.
There's no time for breaks because we're heading into...
I might break out laughing looking at Usopp, though. Chapter 188, Oh Come My Way Karate.
Hachi's walking the sea for 5-6. Hachi receives a ring in gratitude.
Aw, he got gay married. That was very nice.
Aw.
Happy for them. I'm kidding. I wish it were that way.
Yeah. Okay, and... it's my turn.
Yep.
Destroy the palace? Are you mad, princess? This ancient place represents 4,000 years of our history. You can't be serious. Princess Vivi, princess! Look, Chaka, don't listen to her. The king would never consent to such an outrage during his absence. Princess Vivi. And he's thinking back to what the king said. The people are our kingdom. As you risk to the sack of all the gods...
And then we go back to the Mr. 2 and Sanji fight, where I think Mr. 2 has finally gotten the one over on Sanji. He found his one weakness.
Where's your bravado now, tough guy? Do you even have the strength to stand up Mr. Top Flight Sea Cook?
I'm not beaten yet. No matter how much you look like Nami, you're still a swan on the inside. You swan, you're not so hot!
Darn it, she's so cute! Oh, goodness, it's so hot in this country. I feel like taking some of my clothes off.
Oh, shit! Need some help? Sanji's puffing. Swan chop! Oh, my ass. As Mr. Bonclay 2 just kicks him in the face. Fool! Kick point A! Kicks him again. send him flying into a building again. Oh, you are, you dirty mascara. Boomerang!
Ha! The mascara is so thick you can throw it.
Right into Nami again. Oh, please don't kick me. And he doesn't notice the boomerangs are coming right back towards him.
And they swat that, and the mascara boomerangs come right out around to Sanji's legs and slice him.
Ah! Mascara catch! Ugh! I'd love to stay here and play with you all day, but I've got a princess to kill. It's time to finish you off! Twirl, twirl! I'm gonna twirl until these ballet slippers burn up from my passion! Oh, come my way, karate! Memoir of that summer day!
That's not... And joy! As Sanji kicks him right square in the face. I think Sanji may have figured out Bonclay's actual weakness.
Paste! And kicks him in the building once more. I found a flaw in your power. As Mr. 2 gets back up. What? How presumptuous? That's absurd. My power has no flaw. You can't use your Oh Come My Way karate when you're in Nami's form. I admit that I can't bring myself to attack you then. But there's a moment when you're vulnerable. Just before you attack, you always turn back into yourself by touching your face with your left hand. I can hear what you're saying. As he, holds his left hand up to his ear. Bullseye.
Denied like a politician.
So what? That's right. I can only use my Oh Come My Way karate when I'm in the form I'm trained in. But so what? You're too beaten up to do anything now. In fact, I'll show you my ultimate Oh Come My Way karate move right now. Prima Ballerina!
As he takes the swans that were on his shoulders and put them onto his feet. This looks stupid as hell, but I'm warning you that this is something he does this for a reason.
But first, let me tell you this. The one on your right is a male and the one on the left is female.
Who can tell?
Ha ha ha! Oh, never mind. Take this. Oh, come my way, karate. Swan bomber in the air as he starts kicking with it.
And Sanji barely dodges. His house of swan just pierces into a nearby building. Well, he puts a hole in the wall with his foot. That's right. Good thing you ducked. Uh-huh. My swan slippers have limber necks and beaks of steel.
No way, there are no cracks in the hole. When enormous power is directed at one point, it doesn't cause any extra damage. Just think of my kicks as bullets from a rifle, only a lot bigger. Now I'll punch a porthole in you, as Sansi Belly dances again. Do!
Why, you queer!
And Sanji blocks it with one of his kicks.
You can't win!
As Bankai retaliates, sending Sanji back.
Oh, blast it, his reach is too long.
Looks like this match is over. Fly, fly, I'm flying. Oh, come my way, karate! Winter Wonderland Jetty!
But the longer his reach is, as he starts lighting up his cigarette, the slower his recovery will be. If I can't just evade his first attack in the one instant, I'll have the advantage. Now die! Oh, and Auntie leaps up and he's about to kick him. Too bad. How do I look? Hey, what's that on your left cheek? Huh? Well, oops. I never lock and sinker. I say a cold blast as he kicks him right down to the ground. Oh, no. Another SBS corner.
The end of the chapter.
Okay, you be the reader this time.
The One Piece anime isn't shown where I live. How can this be? Please, even if it's a rerun, let it air where I live. I know it's probably impossible.
It shouldn't be impossible, but I'm getting letters like yours for a while now. But there's not much I can do about it personally. The One Piece anime, as of today, December 4th, 2001, and... Oh, God, now I feel old.
Now you know when this was written.
27 stations, and recently began airing even in Taiwan, three Japanese prefectures, Aomori, Yamaguchi, and Oita. Can't get it, though. Oh, I think there are some few people even in those places who can pick up on a signal from neighboring prefectures. So let's make some waves here. One Piece is a production of Fuji TV, so send a letter to your local affiliate and tell them you want it. If all your voices reach the grown-ups at the television stations, I'm sure they will give the matter serious considerations. There are quite a few anime shows that can actually be seen by people who live in Tokyo area. I grew up in Kyushu, so there were a lot of anime I couldn't get, and I understand your plight. Tokyo gets all of the breaks.
Man, isn't it crazy to read this now? Knowing what the phenomenon One Piece has become today.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I first read this in the manga when One Piece was still, like, the one everyone sneezed and guffawed at because it was, like, considered the lesser of the big three, which if you did that, your brain dead deserved to have your knees broken in. Oh, but One Piece's popularity certainly has turned around so much since that, like, it is now a global phenomenon. Now, thankfully, the only complaints I ever hear about One Piece are how long it is, which honestly, out of all of them, that's the fairest. And okay, so next question, which is very short. Ichiro Oda Sensei, let's cut to the chase. Sincerely, Maguko.
Yes, well, I suppose I should answer question right away. Yes.
Do you want to know when we answer that question?
When, Sean?
Never. How about instead we go to chapter 189, 2. Come on, Oda. Stop making these confusing.
Oh, my God. Hachi's walk on the seafloor, volume 7. The goldfish princess who lost her ring. And Hachi returns back on the sea with the ring and looks like the fish are pretty shocked by what... him only ring.
They look a lot like some of the fish designs you see in The Little Mermaid. Well, Oda was inspired by Western. Yeah, Oda was inspired by Western art styles, so that does not surprise me in the slightest. All right, so it's now my turn, and we continue the fight with Sanji and Bon Clay, and trading blows between their feet and their hand. Well, Bon Clay's hands. Sanji doesn't fight with his hands.
Ah! Long lasher. Tendron Tenderizer! Flanche!
Again, I'm wondering if I should just... Nah, you know, just take it. This is just going to be a short chapter.
Tendron Tenderizer? I see. Oh, and...
They're both and spinning. They're both doing... Yeah.
Yeah, he's standing. Flanche! Oh! Kiss him again. And they're both spinning up like...
Kasi Krakadu? Who are you? K Crippler? I say both exchange kicks. And both go flying once more. Deja vu.
Full vengeance! One bomber and a dive! As they cross each other like you remember the Smash 64 opening where they like cross each other and they make a noise? That's whatever I picture whenever I see the scene. Mm-hmm. And they have blood, sweat, and probably tears as they cross each other. And they both land. And just like in any old samurai movie, we're waiting for one of them to feel the hit first. As the dust settles, the wind blows, and there's silence. But then Bon Clay feels an impact. And falls down. Turn the page. Well, no, he doesn't fall down.
Bay Vengeance, Rumba, do dive. I say both go in for another kick, but fairly miss. Oh, yeah, it's a spread. No, spread page.
Mm-hmm.
I give up as Mr. Two just lays on the ground. Are you still breathing? Amazing. Well, all you have to do is transform into Nami again. You won't be able to finish you off. Don't make me laugh. I can't even move. Wipe off the inevitable. You win. So kill me.
The organization will eliminate me anyway for failing. What are you waiting for? Hurry and finish me off.
And Sanji extends his hand instead. Huh? It was a good fight. There's nothing more to be said. As Bon Clay gets up and laughs to himself.
This man is living proof of the grudging respect between enemies. No, I'm not going to cry.
And then Sanji hits him one more time. Later, taking back the goggles.
So you are going to finish me off.
As he's bleeding with his teeth missing.
Alubarna South Block. The Battle of Poker Boulevard. Winner Sanji. Spoils of victory. Dubious friendship. Looks like I broke some more bones. Back at the Alubarna Palace. Gather all the explosives we have. Are you serious about this? But what of Alabasta's history? Be patient. Everything will be ready shortly. I don't know what to say. It's all right, Chaka. I understand. There was no other solution but to counterattack the rebels. We dealt with violence admirably for more than 2 years in Ikaram but to guide you. Mm-hmm. Turn the page.
I'm sorry. I had to leave like I did. And then more shots of the rebels fighting the guards. But it isn't over yet. Even if we succeed in putting down this rebellion, as long as he remains alive, this kingdom will never know peace. I'm worried about them. And she flashes back to Zoro saying, you have to survive, no matter what happens to the rest of us. Princess Vivi, in the 2 years you've been away, you've grown wise as well as beautiful. When this war is over, we must throw a grand celebration for those pirates.
Then feed me!
She remembers Luffy's words. Yes.
After I kick Crocodile's butt, feed me till I explode, okay? The Lord Chaka! What? What is it? Here, in the palace. Tut, tut!
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Crocodile's standing on top of the palace. You're playing a dangerous game, Miss Wednesday. This is my new home. Oh, I've always liked palaces. It's the perfect place for which to look down on Furman. Crocodile! The fiend.
To the Alubarna North Block, Medi Assembly Hall, Mr. One and Miss Doublefinger versus Zoro and Nami. And Zoro is lost once again. No fucking shit.
That idiot! Where'd she go? I told her to hide and keep quiet.
That stupid girl is nothing but a nuisance. And then he turns to the two of this Bonded Bill Duck Squad. Hey, will you guys go look?
Wait, there she is! All right, let's take a shortcut. But Zoro, you see where she is, and you go and you go her wrong way. And even the ducks are shocked. Like, this man can't be this dumb. What?
And Nami is running from Mr. One and Miss Doublefinger.
No! Jeez, what's that stupid swordsman doing?
Rule one and guide the killing. Cross the weaker target first.
Let's show her how professionals operate.
And it's that panel again, and end of the chapter.
That was one of the funniest panels that I can remember.
One of those would be an even funnier panel in...
Chapter 190, Climate Baton.
Hachi's walk on the seafloor, follow your mate. A golden trinket given in gratitude.
I'm starting to think that this is actually... This actually should be renamed Hachi's Fetch Quest in RPG. He does a random task. He gets this really cool item. Like, he gave a guy food. He gets a ring. He gives a fish the ring. He gets a trident. This is starting to feel like the big Koron side quest from Ocarina of Time.
Okay, Triton Sergeant story.
Possibly.
Okay, so it's your turn of mine.
So next he'll give the trident to King Triton, and then he'll get the nuclear codes. So this is the fifth chapter in the episode, so it's your turn.
Nami pants. That's it. I can't run anymore. I have to fight. I know, but I can't. And Nami stand a chance against him. I say, Claire.
No, they're moving towards her.
Oh, she eagerly once again. Here we go again. So, Ras, as he leaps towards him. Oh, what? Ah!
And Zoro has blocked Mr. One's swipe with his hands. Well, he blocks his hand and foot with a sword. Zoro! And, oh, Christ. Mr. One's attack sliced a pillar and bridge into ribbons. That stone column broke vertically? Broke? Not likely. That was the sound of a sword. Meddling as Mr. One licks his fingers. And then Zoro swipes at him.
Clang! What? And Mr. One just blocked with his arm. Whoa, shit. You cut that with your arm, didn't you? Quite a real body you got there. So, you figured it out. Thanks to the dice fruit, I'm a human sword. And you're the swordsman who took down 100 men with at Risky Peak. A few years ago on the East Blue, you also turned down an offer to work for Baroque Works. You're that pirate hunter who took out Mr. Seven, right? That brings back memories, but it was my fault. You guys rejected my conditions.
Remember the Netflix show adapted this, what's being talked about here?
Oh.
Remember Mr. Seven tried to recruit him and he killed him? That was never shown in the manga, and the Netflix show adapted that. I told your agent I'd join if I could be the boss. And that took Mr. One by surprise, and Miss Doublefinger thinks he's funny. He's funny. Instead of agreeing to my demand, he attacked me. So I dealt with him. Yeah, and now he's half the man he used to be. Do you have a new offer for me? Of course I'm interested in being the boss. I'm not interested in being the boss anymore. Only an idiot would want that job. And that pisses off Mr. One. He strikes him, but Zoro pulls up both of his swords to block. Ooh, don't get cocky with me. You're just the swordsman of Little Bend and no account pirates. So what if I am? What are you? You're a mindless puppet who's been sold a fantasy world. Or maybe you're more like a hollow tin soldier.
Mr. Buffinger, you want me to stay out of it, don't you? Be my guest. I'll deal with a girl. Darn it, Nami! She's gone! As Mr. One prepares again...
Turning his blades and fingers into blades.
Nami managed to get his ship. Build your weapon? Oh, flashback time. That's right, I want you to make a special weapon for me. I mean... I'm not a fighter like the rest of you guys. I'm stylish and attractive, but what are you talking about? I don't want to be a burden to anyone anymore. I want to be able to fight, especially now.
For Vivi's sake, I need something that I can take on the enemy myself. You understand, right, Usopp? But there's not much time. We'll be in Alabasta soon. Mm-hmm. You're right. There's no way I could become stronger so fast. Sorry I bothered you. Stop right there! Don't you know there's no task too difficult for Usopp? You'll do it! Thank you, Usopp! I love you! Now, about the costume materials, thank you so much! Yeah, but weapons like this don't come cheap. I'm counting on you! And she shuts the door. And we return to the present, and she pulls out her new weapon that's been split into three. That's right. What am I doing running around and hiding? I said I was going to fight this time! Flashback to Vivi. I won't let brokers have their way with this country anymore! I guess Vivi wasn't able to stop the rebels at the city gates. I hope she's alright, and the others too. Okay. I just have to do it! She's only one woman! I can take her!
And oh shit, she got fucking
stabbed.
She got shot?
Stabbed.
Oh shit. Oh, I see it. Notice a blade coming out of her. Oh god, and she's fallen. And multiple blades are being and stuck out of building wall as
like holes. Holes are being made. Like something is poking the holes and creating a door.
Yeah, and out comes Miss Doublefinger. It's no use, little girl. No matter where you run, no matter where you hide, Miss Doublefinger, was that some sort of spear, or is this one of those powers?
Have you figured it out? I'm a human spike. I ate the spike fruit. I can produce spikes from any part of my body. Spikes that could pierce stone walls like they were cardboard. She wants to make a human pincushion out of me. And then she raises her clown baton pieces. Oh, are you going to fight me? I'll fight you, and I might even win. Get a taste of my new weapon, the climate baton. Usopp, I'm counting on you. It can summon the clouds. It can make rain. It can stir up the wind. Once in position, this miraculous baton can use extraordinary changes in the weather. What? I'll start with sunny, and now press the button.
Triangle button. Fine tempo. And pigeons. Oh, what a surprise. Pigeons. Oh, it's on moose string. And yeah, pigeons came out, but she slams on the ground. That idiot! Are you all right? No, I have to trust him. According to the instructions, this is a rifle. And she arranges the batons into a rifle. This is more like it. It's all over for you now. Cloudy tempo! And flowers come out. Oh, what pretty flowers. And not moving. How can I win with this thing? Oh, poor thing.
Oh, that's where we end. Wow, Austin, you were right. We ended the chapter on a funny note. Well, we still have one more question corner left.
Okay, I'll be the reader this time. What are orangey pico and apple tea?
Surely you know what apple tea is. It's tea. Orange Pekoe is a variety of tea as well. The agents of Baroque Works all have their own favorite teas. For example, Mr. 3 likes Earl Grey, Miss Golden Week likes green tea, Mr. 5 prefers gunpowder tea, and Miss Valentine likes lemon tea. They're always drinking tea in various situations. However, Mr. 2 prefers octopars.
The hell's an octopar?
Octopus parfait, which I think that might be a real thing. Okay.
Hello, Oda Sensei. I was rereading the books. I noticed that on volume 18, page 162, pen of 2, there's a person like this left. And then in volume 19, page 15, pen of 5, there's a person like this on the right. And oh, they look a little similar, only they have more silly faces. Are these two the same person?
Yes, to the same person. If you look closely at the Rebel Forces, you'll find a number of members of the old Sansan band. Very perceptive of you to notice. Lined up like this, they're more or less recognizable, aren't they? These Rebels are all four members of the Sansan band. All right. So, yeah, well, then never let it be said that Oda does not pay very close attention to even the most minor of characters in One Piece. So.
I also love how Nami's first fight sees. She's failing hard.
Because Usopp made a weapon for her that does party tricks. Because he's an asshole. All right. Well, we'll find out how she gets out of that band in the next episode. So thank you guys again so much for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. Thank you guys again. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. It's episode 43. Where we'll be covering chapters 191 to 195. We're slowly approaching that 200 chapter benchmark. 200 episode. Jesus, we got a long way before that happens.
Oh, wow.
Until then, thank you. Thanks again for like the third time I said that. I've been John Mugiwara JM.
I'm Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the Devil's Fruit, make sure you take your time. Binge it slowly so that you enjoy it. And make sure it's not full of like party favors or something. That wouldn't be something you want to digest. Have a good one, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.